KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. Probably don't need the cooling effect today. Nice summer day in store for us here on this Tuesday as we roll on here this morning on KFIZ. Final hour of the program continues this morning. We're pleased to be joined by Dr. Martin Rubb, the Assistant Chancellor for Access Campuses with the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. Once a month, we catch up with our friends at UWO to tell you about what's happening here locally at the UW-Oshkosh Fond du Lac campus, also on the main campus in Oshkosh and the Fox Cities as well. And Dr. Rudd, kind enough to join us here on the program once again this morning. Dr. Rudd, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time. Lots to talk about. Of course, we're in summer mode here with our friends in education, and after a school year that felt a little more like normal, but still some challenges that were presented to not just higher education, but also public and private high schools and middle schools and such. Getting through that school year and getting into summertime and looking ahead to fall. Maybe breathing kind of a sigh of relief to say you got through it here as we talk in June?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's more than a month since we had our commencement that officially ended our school year. And as with many of these things that overlap, we had already been in the advanced planning stages for the upcoming school year, which begins in September, and that includes our new student orientations and registration sessions that are ongoing for both our incoming freshman students at all three campuses, and especially making sure that our students who were with us last year know that the upcoming year is going to look different for them, that they can enjoy all of those activities as they return to campus. And have a year that includes professors in front of them rather than just working with them virtually, even though that experience was as good as we could make it.
Let's start our conversation this month by talking about a headline that we've been hearing about here to start the week. It looks like that new fall freshman applications up at UW System Universities. I assume that's true for UW Oshkosh as well. Tell us about what UWO is seeing as we head into a new school year.
That's right, Spencer. We are seeing increases in the number of new freshmen that are taking our registration sessions and enrolling for classes. And at our Fond du Lac campus, we're up in new student registrations, which is obviously thanks to the effort of our admission staff and all of those that work to tell students about the great stories that we have at our UW Oshkosh campuses. And we're also up in transfer students as well, those who started somewhere else and perhaps looking to transfer back more locally or started somewhere else and found out that their circumstances have changed. We're a very transfer-friendly set of campuses, and our students will quickly be welcomed back in with the credits that they have wherever they might have taken those. And, of course, you know, looking ahead to the start of the new academic year, making sure that students get to experience the typical sort of onboarding activities that they might expect. Freshmen can get to enjoy the campus picnics that they may not have had before, and we'll have a whole host of events going on in September. Of course, for UW Oshkosh itself, it's their sesquicentennial, and we have a large campus and community-wide picnic scheduled for the 12th of September as well.
Yeah, a lot of different things going on. Like you said, some things that maybe these students, whether they're new students or returning students, didn't get to experience. And you talked about the work of the admissions staff. A lot of credit probably has to be given to them to say that you have an increase in new student applications and orientations, because you know, you talk about all the challenges that had to have impacted us in the last year plus, recruiting students to go away from home and go to college. That had to be a pretty big challenge in and of itself, right?
That's right. I mean, it's always a conversation between both the students and, importantly, their parents or guardians as well. That they're coming to the right place, that they're making the right choices. And we've learned a lot through the pandemic, Spencer, and you know, one of those things is how do we support students, whether they choose to learn remotely or on campus. And at our Fond du Lac campus, we've put some of those learnings into action. We have a brand new tutoring center for academic support for students that will be more fully staffed and have discipline and math and writing centered tutoring available for students who are on campus. And we learned some lessons from having remote tutoring available, and we'll still have that available for students as well. So trying to increase the presence there. We have a new academic skills and career and professional development staff who will be located at the Fond du Lac campus as well, helping students to look at the programs which are of interest to them, which we're also increasing, so that they can make decisions about the type of degree that they may want to pursue. We have many students who come to our Fond du Lac campus who are undecided in their major and exploring the liberal arts, and that's great. But eventually, we want to make sure that they have the advice that they need so that they can pin down that degree and passion that they have for their bachelor program.
Talking with Dr. Martin Rubb, the Assistant Chancellor for Access Campuses at UW-Oshkosh here this morning on KFIZ. And I know you had some information you wanted to share about the launch of a newly aligned Associate of Arts and Science here for 2021, too.
That's right. So our mission in access and transfer has always been through the Associate of Arts and Science degree, and we had that when we were the UW colleges, and we've done a lot of work to align it within the national award-winning program that is on the Oshkosh campus, their University Studies program, which is a program in general education requirements. And so we've created the Associate of Arts and Science degree to meet the UW system degree standards. So first of all, that degree remains completely transferable wherever students want to go. We've included some of the University Studies program courses from the Oshkosh campus into it. They're known as Quest courses, which are really exploratory courses for students. Smaller class sizes as well are one of the features of those. Community involvement too. And perhaps most excitingly, we are launching a fully online Associate of Arts and Science degree for the fall of 2021. So students will be able to get that degree whether they're working or perhaps looking for that online environment. These are the same high quality liberal arts classes that we have in our face-to-face world, created specifically, not just moved online, but created specifically for an online environment. That program is available. Students can register for it. And importantly, the tuition for that program is almost identical to the in-person courses if students were coming to campus. So that's a major difference as well. We've been able to keep the price low because we know that for students who are looking to start or restart or continue their education, the price point does matter.
Yeah, and when you want to be able to keep that price point where it is and obviously provide the same quality online as it would be in person, right? You don't want to have that kind of gap in between or difference between the two, right?
Absolutely. And in creating awareness about the online degree, we want to ensure that we are true to the access portion of who we are. We want to be that accessible portion of UW Oshkosh, so that students can get that associate's degree fully online, and then perhaps continue into bachelor degree online, or start coming to campus. The education has to fit the needs of our audience, and if there's one thing we've learned during the pandemic is that there have been lots of options available for that continuum of learning, and we are determined to be an important part of that for this region.
You talk about going back to campus, faculty and staff, they are back on campus and will be back on campus for the fall, and I know the extension folks are coming back too.
That's right, yes. So we've seen faculty and staff returning. We have a sort of a plan in place to welcome all of our staff back over various courses of the summer. Clearly, we've got a lot of activity going on with registration sessions and camps, mini camps and things like that are taking place on our campuses now. We are going to welcome back at the beginning of July our UW-Madison Division of Extension, what we used to call UW Extension people, back to the Fond du Lac campus. For years and years, we've had the same building, shared the same space as them, and they're excited to be back and continue their community programming in all of the areas that they have strengths in.
Very good. And lastly, I know you wanted to highlight an award that was recently given out to one of the UWO staff members from the Board of Regents, too.
That's right. In fact, Fond du Lac's own Tim Langhoff won the Board of Regents Award, Excellence Award, for her work in leading the pandemic response for UW Oshkosh. Kim will modestly tell you as well that it was a big team effort, and it was with the Chief of Police and his staff. But Kim was the mastermind behind how we put our standard operating procedures in place, how we remained safe, how the CDC visited the Oshkosh campus three times because of the scientific work that was being done there in keeping positive cases low, how we were able to effectively reopen for the spring semester. And Kim deservedly was recognized by the Board of Regents for her excellent work in this past year.
Very good. Congratulations to her. Dr. Rudd, if people want more info about anything we talked about today, I take it UWO website, best place to go?
That's right. And they can find links to all three of our campuses there. Single admissions process, single application process, and from there they can choose the campus and the program that is right for them with the help of the admission staff.
Excellent. Dr. Rudd, thanks so much for the time. As always, we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Spencer. Bye-bye.
Dr. Martin Rudd joining us here on KFIZ. He's the Assistant Chancellor for Access Campuses at